Hello, and thank you for tuning in to The Process with Sade Marie. Today, we are going to be pulling from Proverbs 16:9. The scripture says, "A person's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps." The other version of the scripture says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." We've been in this series talking about the flesh and how we feel and emotions and things of that nature. And today we are just going to dive into when you have a desire or a plan and the Lord makes the steps or determines the steps of what or how things are going to go. Now, you know I like to pray in, so let's go ahead and pray in, jump right in, and take it from there. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord Jesus, Father God, to just do your work. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, speak through me. Let this podcast episode reach whoever, wherever, whatever, Father God, for whatever reason you needed to reach them, God. Let their heart be turned to you, Father God, and let it bring healing and peace to them wherever they are and or their families and children. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. You ever have a desire for something or you have a plan and you really had in your mind how you thought it should go? And it wasn't even like you were trying to control the situation. You just really envisioned it being a certain way. You know, like maybe you wanted a kid and you just always envisioned yourself having this beautiful pregnancy or this beautiful delivery or home birth or this beautiful recovery, right? Or maybe you worked at a job and it was your dream job and you just thought it was just going to be a beautiful experience. Like it was a new beginning and everyone was going to get along and things were going to go well. Maybe you were waiting for your person to come and finally you meet someone and you think that they're the person and it feels right. Everything points towards it and it just doesn't go the way that you think it should go. You know, we're all human and we've all been there. This scripture really speaks to that because it talks about how a person's heart plans his way. So it's saying that our hearts have desires. And sometimes people think that their desires are what should be, how it should go. And although the desires of our heart can be granted by the Lord is still sovereign and he determines the ultimate path, the ultimate road, the ultimate destination of what we do, where we end up, and where we go. And in order to be at peace with that is to really sit in it and just draw closer to the Lord. I find that a lot of people have went through things and it just feels disappointing. You know, when you had this desire for something and you had an idea of how it should go and you weren't trying to control it, but it just felt natural, like, oh, I'm stepping in faith, or I'm just excited, or you got so much zeal about it. So it was really a genuine desire, a genuine zeal for something to be beautiful. And after experiencing it and it didn't go exactly the way you felt, those things are the things that can also fill people up with grief, a sense of loss, depression, anxiety, and just deep, deep, deep disappointment. And it's not to say that the Lord can't do it or he won't do it or he is not going to do it. Sometimes it's just that the idea of the way you thought it was going to go starts to get heavy and it makes a person feel like, wow, am I wishing for the right thing? Have I prayed for the right thing? Have I desired the right thing? Am I just too quick? Am I trying to control? Am I moving too slow? Did I make the right decision? I thought that this is what I wanted. I thought that this is what the Lord said. Maybe you even got a prophetic word and you were waiting on the prophetic word to come to pass and you've been doing everything that you're supposed to do, but it still seems like it's just not coming. Or for whatever the reason may be, this scripture just still says, but the Lord determines his steps. It doesn't matter what we desire in life. It doesn't matter how hard we work. The Lord knows that we have plans of things that we want, but this is where we really have to put the flesh aside and trust that the Lord's plans for us are not to harm us, but to prosper us. Continuing to stay inside of the scripture that he will withhold no good thing from us. So really, it's just a activation of faith. Because what else can you do when you've done all that you can do? Other than just stand and wait on the Lord. So, this episode is going to be just dedicated on trusting, standing, and having faith in the Lord above anything that the flesh feels. So, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the plans, Lord Jesus, that you have put inside of us. Thank you for the desires that you have put inside of us. Thank you, Father God, for rerouting things when they are not in alignment with you. Thank you, Father God, for giving us patience, Father God. Thank you for building up our trust. Thank you for building up our faith to know that you are a good Father and that you will withhold no good thing from us. Knowing that you know the plans that you have for us, to prosper us, not to harm us. God, that you are bringing us to an expected end, Father God. God, anything that we have put up in our minds above you, anything that we have created, that we have placed on our mind to control it, to believe it has to go a certain type of way, whether it just be something small or big, we just submit and surrender it to you. God, you are perfect and you make everything perfect in its timing. So God, we trust you. We thank you for having every single piece of our life in your hands, from jobs, from children, from families, from holidays, from siblings, from parents, from careers, from businesses, from marriages, from significant others, from best friends, from friendships, from church, from ministry, from every single thing that we can and can't imagine, God. You have it in the palm of your hand. And your answers are yes and amen. Thank you for everything that you do. And we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our destinies. And we seal it in your name, Lord. We seal it with your grace. We seal it with your mercy. We seal it with your blood. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to The Process with Sade Marie. May your heart be healed.